Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the Sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. This morning's prayer is being offered by Reverend Sarah Morris from the Hazel Park Congregational United Church of Christ in St. Paul. And please remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. As we gather on this Friday morning, when we think about all the other things that we have to do today, I invite us to take a moment to pause, a time in which we can be in silence to gather ourselves and to be present in this moment. And then I will share a prayer with you written, or a blessing by John O'Donohue from his book, To Bless the Space Between Us. I invite us into a moment of silence. Awaken to the mystery of being here and enter the quiet immensity of your own presence. Have joy and peace in the temple of your senses. Receive encouragement when new frontiers beckon. Respond to the call of your gift and the courage to follow its path. Let the flame of anger free you of all falsity. May warmth of heart keep your presence aflame. May anxiety never linger about you. May your outer dignity mirror an inner dignity of soul. Take time to celebrate the quiet miracles that seek no attention. Be consoled in the secret symmetry of your soul. And may you experience each day as a sacred gift woven around the heart of wonder. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, with liberty and justice.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Moving to the third order of business for the day. There are messages from the House. There is one message. Secretary Ludeman will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House File Number 12, Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. There is one bill that will be referred. We have a change in the referral. It will be referred, House File 12 will be referred to Rules and Administration for comparison with Senate File 222 that is now on General Orders. First reading of House bills with that change. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. In addition to the reports printed on today's agenda, there is an addendum where there is an additional, well, there are several additional reports from committees printed. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda and the addendum be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on the agenda and several printed, in addition, there are several printed on the on page 2 of the addendum. Second reading of those bills. Seventh order of business, the second reading of House bills. There is one printed on the agenda. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are several there. They are printed on the agenda, and there is one for, they are printed on today's Senate bill introductions, and there is one for the Secretary to read.
Senate file 1047, a bill for an act relating to state government finance, introduced by Perry for the Committee on State Government Innovation and Veterans, introduction and first reading.
Senate file 1047 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. First reading of those bills. Moving on to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There is one motion printed in the agenda. We will take a motion to adopt that. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. There is one Senate resolution to be referred to rules. Moving on to
Senator Roebling. Madam President, the Senate Finance Committee will meet at 10 o'clock in room 123.
Thank you, Senator Roebling. We are now on the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. So you beat us by just a smidge. Any other announcements of Senate interest? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Howes, Reinert, Bach, Bonhoeff, Sparks, Metzen, and Rest all day. Without objection, they are excused. Senator Kolk.
Thank you, Madam President. Originally, we thought we might have to recess and come back later to process paperwork, but we do not. Members, staff was working overtime, and the committee reports are in front of us. So have a little extra smile for staff today. They are working. They're working into long hours. And with that, then I would move that we adjourn until Monday, March 28th at 10 a.m.
Senator Kolk moves we adjourn until Monday, March 28th at 10 a.m. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.